This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. There is great concern right now about the future of Obamacare, the Affordability Care Act. In medicine, there are lots of misconceptions and untruths about the plan. In fact, in medicine, biases and stereotypes abound. One assumption that is just not true is that state-sponsored medical care, either through Medicaid or in California, Medi-Cal, wastes public money and delivers substandard care.
Rumor that you pointed out may be there, but when you look at the data, it's just not true. A good example is readmissions to hospitals. When a patient is discharged, they sort of go at their float, well, see your primary care doctor. We have a system where they are seen very quickly after they are discharged, and therefore they don't float around and have to be readmitted to the hospital.
That is Professor Mayer Davidson, a professor of medicine at Charles Drew University and UCLA, and a founder of the Venice Family Clinic in Los Angeles. One type of healthcare delivery system that's common with government funding are so-called community healthcare clinics. Well, a recent study done at the University of Chicago looked at health claims from community health centers in 13 states. The study found that these community health centers save, on average, about $2,300 per Medicaid patient. That is compared to other providers. That's a savings of about 24%. Why? Well, the centers really have mastered healthcare delivery. Not only do the clinic staff work as a team so that patients don't fall through the cracks, but they know their patients and they work to keep them healthy and out of the hospital.
The patients have access to care, which they may not very well have in the general medical care system. We keep them out of the emergency room. We have outreach programs. We actually go out to the field. So we've set up chronic disease management programs for asthma to keep patients out of the ERs or diabetes. What's unique for us is that behavioral health providers are available at the time the patient is seen. All of this is occurring with Medicaid patients because the providers are very focused on delivering good care.
The study done at the University of Chicago found that there were about 25 fewer hospitalizations, a third less visits to specialty care, and more appropriate use of preventive medicine. At the Venice Family Clinic in Los Angeles, care is exceptionally high quality, while the patients are economically disadvantaged. They achieve high quality care by focusing on the specific needs of their patients.
The community health centers are focused on providing as much culturally compatible engagement with the patient as possible, whereas in the general system, you go in and you see a doctor for 10 minutes, you don't always speak the same language, and you don't communicate with the patient well, and therefore they do cost more money because they're not really taken care of very well.
Of course, not all community health clinics are excellent, but the assumption that clinics that pay for poor people with government money provide substandard care and waste public money is simply not true. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.